It was November when I last came to see you. To tell me what's happened in November. It sounds like loads of it.
Oh, there's been so much going on. So been working very closely with the French Space Agency and their subsidiary called Nova Space. And Nova Space provide the parabolic test flight facility for the whole of Europe. So they have the plane, they own the plane, and I've been working very closely with their engineering team to enable my space equipment, Hi-Fi, to be allowed on their aeroplane for these zero gravity flights.
And have you made any adjustments to Hi-Fi?
No, the principle is exactly the same. There have been certain modifications, but only in changing certain elements to withstand, excessive G-forces if we had to make an emergency landing. So things like the jump board itself was made of plywood, and that is now made of a very snazzy bit of aluminium that has our Hi-Fi M logo all over it. And also we've attached a lot of instrumentation to it. So we have a very large force plate, which is used in the sports world and in academia for measuring the load that someone can jump, their ground reaction forces. And we've got one of those quite considerable lump bolted onto the jump board, and that will capture how much force the person is going to be jumping with.
That's brilliant. So you're ready to take it up into this zero gravity situation. Is that in March, you were saying?
Yes, it is. So, as I say, the work has been pretty much full on. We're planning to take the equipment over to France towards the end of March. So travelling probably around about the 20th of March. And we have a dispensation to be allowed to travel from the UK government and also from the French government as well. And we've got people travelling from Germany and from the Czech Republic and from the UK, all part of the team that are going to meet up in France.
Brilliant. And now tell me about this competition for the mission patch.
Now, this is really exciting. So what we're doing is we are asking any school, any child, all over the UK to design a mission patch for Hi-Fi M, which is this amazing astronaut exercise equipment. And this mission patch, we will choose the winner, and that winner's patch will be made and then go into zero gravity with us. We will put this patch as part of our logo. It will be on our flight suits and will also be our logo for that mission.
That's incredible. So somebody's going to design something that's going to go into space and can be remembered. And obviously you can feed back to the winner. So is there going to be just one winner, or are there going to be a few runners up, or how are you going to work it?
Just at the moment, we got one winner. Well, we haven't yet, because we haven't chosen that winner. We have that opportunity for that one person. And what's so interesting is, every flight that goes into space or zero gravity in this case has a mission patch. So if you look at any of the astronauts that are going to space and have gone to space, they will have an amazing design. Also, all the rockets going up, so all the SpaceX rockets that do not have astronauts on board, they will also, though, have a mission patch. And these can be of all sorts of shapes. They can be triangular, circular, square. The astronaut Chris Hadfield, who's a Canadian astronaut and commanded the International Space Station, he did an amazing musical time when he was in on the International Space Station last, and his mission patch, his personal one, was in the shape of a plectrum for playing guitars.
That's amazing. So really every mission patch is quite unique to the mission. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. So what we're looking at here is, and it is truly up to the individual designing and coming up with this, but thinking about what Hi-Fi is actually there for, where we're helping astronauts maintain their bone and muscle strength when they're in space. We are going on board an aircraft, an airliner, an A310, an Airbus A310, and we'll be going through a series of what they call parabolas, going up and down in this aircraft. And within the aircraft, we will experience zero gravity. Now, hi-fi itself is a really interesting shape, and it allows people to jump continuously on this piece of equipment to help build bone and muscle. And it will be really interesting to see what designs people come up with. And that's what's so exciting.
And lastly, can they choose a shape, or are you going to choose it for them? It's going to be circular, hexagonal?
No doubt they can choose. Go for it. It's all about their design, their imagination, what it is. I mean, colours, whatever. It's their design. We will scale it to make the patch the right size to fit on our flight suits. But when you look, you can look online now on the internet, and you will see all the mission patches that have gone before for NASA, for ESA, for the UK Space Agency. And this is what's exciting as well. Their mission patch will be worn alongside the UK Space Agency's mission patch, the European Space Agency's mission patch, as along with the French Space Agency. So hi-fi, this logo this person comes up with is really going to be there, and it will be our logo for this mission. We're going to be really supporting this. So I think it's really exciting.
That's brilliant, John. Thank you very much for talking to me again and keeping me updated with what's happening. I do remember having a go, so I feel quite sort of personally linked to this project, which is lovely.
Super. Jackie, thank you, and thanks to Radio Jackie as well. This is just so exciting to share, because it is all about everyone getting involved. And what's so nice is, being in lockdown, we can all pull out pen, paper, and jot down a design and just fire it off. With St Mary's University, we're going to make it happen.